This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're about to touch base with our resident digital tech expert, Etzai Zwabo, who's be joining us on the line in a moment. But firstly, I want to tap into your anxieties because we are discussing self-driving vehicles or taxis. What do you make of this idea? Last month, it was launched in America. So they went into a partnership with Uber and Waymo, which are e-hailing services. Mzansi, ni ready, oro le mafiera. Etzai, how are you doing, my brother? Thank you for making time to join us. Welcome to the show.
Sure. Thank you, Contraction. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. How safe are these self-driving vehicles?
So, I mean, if you look at the data from the 71 million kilometers that Waymo, Tesla, and them have done,
yeah. It
shows that, on average, they are safer than human beings. Although, there's no system that is 100%. And we see situations where people can actually fool the cars, maybe by painting the road signs or maybe putting stuff in front of them, and they get confused. But otherwise, generally speaking, they are actually safer than human beings. That's what the data is saying.
Are there minimal chances of the car malfunctioning?
I mean, whether it's driven by a human being or it's autonomous, every car is going to malfunction in some way. But the advantage that autonomous cars have is that they have what is known as predictive maintenance capacity, where they can actually tell that this tire is going to burst if I continue moving to the next 10 kilometers. So they can actually proactively stop or proactively contact the maintenance staff, something that as a human driver you can never detect. So that is the advantage of having smart cars.
Okay. And would you say South Africa is ready for these autonomous cars?
Not at all.
Yeah, judging from the messages that have been coming through as well, people are not buying into this thing.
We are not ready because it's not about the technology, it's about the people being psychologically, mentally, and spiritually ready for such a revolution. So we are not there. If you take, for example, the violence that's been happening between Uber and meter taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if the Uber is self-driving. Now, that's going to be chaos. I don't know if you saw recently in the riot in California.
Yeah.
Where people were calling these Waymo cars and banning them. They banned about 10 Waymos.
Mm.
So that means that the escalation of violence, the escalation of robbery, I think one caller actually said they can be duped and people can be robbed. So all those things, we're not ready for it. Right. As a people, we still need digital literacy to be able to adopt such kind of technology.
Yeah, no, Etzai, this afternoon I was hoping that you will come and people and put people's miseries and anxieties to rest, but it may appear as though the conversation is not blowing in that direction. But I appreciate you for making time to chat to us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.